USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 16 people are injured, 10 of those shot after an attack on a Brooklyn subway Tuesday morning. NYPD Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell says a man opened fire on a subway car and released some sort of gas canister.
As the train was pulling into the station, the subject put on a gas mask. He then opened a canister that was in his bag, and then the car filled with smoke. After that, he began shooting.
None of the victims have life-threatening injuries, police adding that it's not terror-related. The United States marked the highest 12-month increase in inflation in March, with consumer prices rising 8.5%, a high not seen in four decades. Data also reveals a consumer price index, which measures a consumer side of price items like energy, food, and rent, rose 1.2% from February. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
More severe weather is bearing down on millions of Americans. A new round of storms will drench central states from Texas and Louisiana north to Minnesota and Wisconsin. More tornadoes are possible after Arkansas was hit Monday night.
Eastern Texas, Louisiana, northward through eastern Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, eastern Kansas, eastern Missouri, eastern Nebraska into Iowa. So a pretty dynamic setup is occurring. So we're going to have a large area of thunderstorms over the next 24 hours.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec speaking there on Fox News. A COVID lockdown continues in a city in China. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A massive lockdown in Shanghai, China has put roughly 26 million people in their homes by forceful Chinese government officials. No one is allowed to leave their residential compounds, even to buy food.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online. Just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A utility company is settling a high-profile lawsuit.
Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay more than $55 million to avoid criminal prosecution for two major wildfires sparked by its aging power lines in Northern California. Six counties were devastated by last year's Dixie Fire and the Kincaid Fire in 2019. PG&E still faces criminal charges for the 2020 wildfire in Shasta County that killed four people. The nation's largest utility company must also submit to 5 years of oversight in an attempt to prevent more fires. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A group of University of Arizona swimmers that includes former Olympians wrote a letter confronting the NCAA about transgender athlete Leah Thomas, a male swimmer whom the athletic organization has allowed to compete against women. The letter saying in part, "It's hard to express the anguish the women's swim community has experienced this past week watching the 2022 NCAA Swim and Dive Championships." A couple of weeks ago, journalists, entertainers, and political figures gathered for a maskless white tie event called the Gridiron Dinner. By this past Saturday, some 72 people, including members of the Biden administration, the House Speaker, and the Mayor of New York, among others, have tested positive for COVID after attending the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.